Yesterday, we told you about a congressional contest in Oregon between an immigrant from Iran and another from Taiwan. Today, we go to Illinois. In the race for an open U.S. Senate seat there, Democrat Barack Obama is trying to become just the third African-American in the Senate since Reconstruction. After winning the Democratic primary in March by a surprisingly wide margin, Obama is seen as a rising star in politics. His Republican opponent, Jack Ryan, could be just as dynamic a force for a slumping Illinois GOP if he can survive the release of his divorce records. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Keeping up with Barack Obama these days requires long strides and a quick pace.
How you doing? Good to see you guys. Thank you.
The lanky 43-year-old Chicago Democrat is cruising through a large exhibition hall where educators are hosting a citywide parent conference. As he walks, people stop, turn, look, and are drawn to him. Obama can connect powerfully, whether one-on-one or with a large crowd, like this impassioned appeal to parents to get more involved in education.
If there's a child on the south side or the west side of Chicago that cannot read and their parents need a little bit of help, need a boost to give them the same kind of opportunity as our children are getting, then we have an obligation to not just be a parent to our own child, but to be a parent to every child in the system.
DePaul University professor Laura Washington says Obama's candidacy transcends racial and socioeconomic boundaries.
He's frequently referred to as a rock star, the current rock star of politics.
Obama was born in Kansas, raised in Hawaii. His mother was white and his father was from Kenya. He earned degrees from Columbia and Harvard Law, where he was the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review. And in 1996, he was elected to the Illinois Senate. In the March primary, he broadened his urban base to include independents, suburbanites, and rural downstaters to win a majority against six other well-known candidates. Since then, his popularity has just skyrocketed. His office is flooded with media requests from coast to coast, and the campaign has added volunteers to handle phones that rarely stop ringing.
Thompson Center.
Traveling between events, Obama explains why he thinks his campaign is striking a chord.
I think that what we've done is we've tapped into a sense of energy and sense of urgency on the part of voters for a different kind of politics, a message that isn't based on negative campaigning, doesn't seek to demonize people, but tries to hopefully bring them together around a common set of values.
DePaul's Laura Washington says Obama would provide a contrast to the few nationally known black political leaders.
I think that Barack Obama might shake things up in that he's not a Jesse Jackson and he comes from a different tradition. And if he's elected to the Senate, he will become instantly the most prominent and most credentialed African-American in the country.
Some euphoric Obama supporters already openly suggest he could one day become the first black president. But others say such talk could be a problem, especially if Obama's campaign starts to look past his November opponent, Republican Jack Ryan. Tall, rich, and blessed with movie star good looks, 44-year-old Jack Ryan made millions as an investment banker and then quit the world of high finance to teach at an all-boys inner-city Catholic high school.
Everybody I run into in the campaign trail says, you're really different. We can't figure out if you're a Democrat or a Republican or independent. We like it, but we don't know what you are.
Sitting in the lobby of a downtown hotel, Ryan talks about many of the same issues as Obama: civil rights, social justice, and equal opportunities.
Let's go back to the idealism of the 60s and now try to figure out how we most improve life for the poorest of the poor, those who have been left behind, those we intended to help 35 years ago.
One difference he has with Obama is that he wants to empower people with private school vouchers, for example, as opposed to what he calls the big government solutions of his opponent. At one time, many Republicans saw Ryan as a dream candidate, but now some quietly suggest they may have to find a replacement. For much of the year, Ryan has been trying to keep sealed potentially embarrassing files from his divorce from actress Jeri Ryan. But Thursday, a Los Angeles judge cited the public's right to know in ordering that they be opened, which some fear could doom Ryan's candidacy. At a rally in suburban DuPage County Friday night, Ryan told supporters he was only trying to protect his son.
A family law judge in California decided the public's interest to know, their need to know, is more important than the safety and protection of our 9-year-old son. So we're disappointed, we're unhappy, we're disturbed by this judge.
The documents are expected to be unsealed this week, but no matter what's revealed, Ryan shows no intention of dropping out of the race. GOP leaders say they support him for now. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.